seem to me to be the problems of sanitation, the problems of a legal place to sleep, the problems of addressing the conflicts of limited space so that one group doesn't hog all the space. That includes cars, which are hogging all the space downtown. No doubt our third expert, who has been taking a breather over there, closer to the fan, would agree. But again, I'm wondering, how can we deal with this? We have a situation where the repression is moving the other direction, where the council is moving to make laws repressive. And I'll be at the city council giving my speech and giving out my flyers. And I'll be downtown today, perhaps that's more important, at around 2:15, 2:30, trying to suggest we need to find to do something else. But are there enough people and enough organizations concerned about this issue? What do you two think? Do you think that we have a chance not only of beating back these bullshit laws, which is really, in a way, the least of our problems, but establishing some new spaces and some new policies? I mean, we need to have inhalation rooms and injection rooms for the drug war problems, you know? I mean, like they're considering doing in Zurich and are doing in places like Amsterdam, where you're having real approaches that address the drug situation. I mean, we're getting needle exchange, at least, and we're getting, you know, needle disposal boxes over the screams of the Seaside Company. But how do we, what kind of a positive vision can we present that can mobilize people to move forward? Gentlemen, you have 6 minutes to go into that.
Well, that's quite an ordeal. Well, I think first we need to stop just responding to these sort of brush fires that keep coming up, and the city council keeps lighting, and downtown merchants. We need to, like I said, not ignore them, but start really building alternative institutions. And I think that there are a lot of organizations doing really good work in that way. The drop-in center is definitely doing a lot of that kind of stuff. And we need to be throwing our support their way, and we need to be supporting groups like the Coalition for Community Commons, and we need to, you know, we need to...
What about this upcoming election, which is, I mean, elections to me seem pretty useless, particularly these council elections. We do have people like Steve Argue running, and by the way, Steve does have a campaign meeting every Saturday. I believe it's at 10:30 at 332 Dakota, Apartment B, for those of you who want to jump on his bandwagon. And I suggest it's better than any other council member bandwagon around. You can also, I don't know his phone number at the moment, but it is listed on my Huff message line. If you've missed any numbers during this program, 423-HUFF is the number to call. Council candidates, what do you think about that? Are you going to be running there far?
Well, definitely not. I mean, as an anarchist, I certainly wouldn't run myself and don't really support the campaigns of any other people. I think that the city council as an institution is it can't be used in a good way. I think there are already some fairly decent folks on the city council, and I think your approach is...
See what happened to them, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're constantly trying to keep them accountable, but you can't keep them accountable because ultimately it's the city manager, and it's like they're existing in this larger realm.
City manager, the city police chief, the redevelopment agency people, all these people with $150,000 a year salaries that really run the city and, you know, roll the show forward, issue the dictates. What about you, Greg? Any thoughts about a positive vision about how we can proceed in the absence of the city council, or in maybe not ignore it, but do what we need to do in spite of it?
Well, aside from my personal goal of seeing a pedestrian-only area for people to congregate, something that came up frequently at the task force meetings was the need for more respect between all people from all backgrounds. It was described as respect. It was described as having empathy for each other. It was described as needing to communicate with each other and listen to each other. And that I think that's, you know, one of the main causes for the current issues downtown is a lack of respect and understanding and communication. And specifically, I think one thing that stands in the way of that respect is, and there are many factors, but one factor that I think we've been talking about a lot today has to do with the ordinances and the selective enforcement of the ordinances. I think that there are problems with certain behavior downtown, and I don't personally have a problem with cracking down on behavior that's truly inappropriate, but to single people out because they look like they might someday exhibit that behavior and then try to preemptively run them out of downtown by applying ordinances such as not sitting on planter boxes or not standing on curbs and leaning against trees or buildings is divisive more than anything else. And that's part of what contributes to an atmosphere where we have a hard time respecting each other and listening to each other and communicating with each other.
You know, I can't agree with you more. I'm just, you know, I'm thinking it's really hard to raise the clarion cry of fighting these ordinances, mobilizing people to get together to do it, and fighting for something more positive too, for alternatives to this kind of stuff, which requires a lot of work. I mean, for every one of these groups to get together a code of conduct, for every one of these groups to get together a bill of rights, for every one of these groups to sit down and haggle this stuff out so that they can start exercising real peer pressure downtown is a real monumental task. And I could propose it, but to do it and propose it are definitely two different things. But right now, the problem we're confronted with is that Tuesday at city council meeting, there is a mass of shit coming our way. And it looks like there's something like that at the door. Well, no, I'm not going to say that. Come in, please. So how do we fight them? That's the question. And at the same time, recognize that this kind of struggle is in a community where we are talking about people in our own community who have these views, that we're talking about merchants who are not enemies, but who are, you know, acting in fashions that would abridge the rights of the rest of us. It's a real, to me, it's a difficult situation because I see these people also as human beings. And I have to also characterize them as dehumanizing the rest of us. Any thoughts from the two of you before we evict ourselves from the studio?
Well, actually, I guess I don't have too many thoughts. I was just about ready to go, but yeah, I think it is definitely very difficult to focus on taking a positivistic approach to things, and but I think, yeah, we definitely need to be, if we're going to be engaging in this sort of the more negative sort of things, I think we need to be a little more real about it and not and make it radical and actually do negative work in a way that's actually going to lead towards more positive work and isn't just going to get strapped down and into this ossified negative attitude towards things.
Can you be more specific, or perhaps you can be more specific if you're down there at 2:30 on our table? You can make these comments in greater detail from a soapbox.
Well, I'm not too much about soapboxing. I'm in the printing trade, so soapboxes
is
not so much
printing
my venue.
Press is his soapbox.
It's exactly.
Thank you, Afar Amis, for being with us, the editor of The Alarm, and thank you, Greg, for being with us. Again, the group that defies my ability to remember its name once more, and finally,
Coalition for Community Commons.
And the phone number where you can be reached?
439-9568, extension 16.
439-9568, extension 16. That is not on the Huff line, but hopefully we can either put it there or maybe we can find some way of getting that information out. CPRB meeting tomorrow at 5:30 at City Hall. City Council meeting tomorrow at 7. Huff meeting tomorrow at 5:30 down at City Hall if you're interested. And if you want to be a part of the caravan to Sacramento, give a call to 423-HUFF. We'll see if we can accommodate you or come to the 5:30 meeting. I got to go.
What is it, caller? You have 15 seconds.
We want the Chuck Abbott vision of our mall back.
Cool.
I think merchants could relate to that, too.
Dig it.
We want the garden mall.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for Bathrop Spears Broadsides. The next show coming up will introduce itself, or herself, as the case may be. The vicious Scar Arms is coming right at us with this.
Oh!